On Wednesday afternoon, the Hopkins County Commissioners Court got their regular weekly update from Sodalco Construction on the progress of the new county jail project. And County Judge Robert Newsom gives us an update.
You got another jail update. We can see from as we go up to the sheriff's office and glance in that direction, walls appear to be rising from the ground now.
Right, and we're really excited about that. And actually, that is the south end. It's where the walls are going up. And I want to encourage the public to come by and see the progress. The rain has hampered us quite a bit. We're 17 days behind, working days behind right now. They're going to catch up a lot of that next year when they get indoors and be able to work every day. But the rain has been tough on us, but the walls are going up, and that's a good sign that's the prisoners will be housed on the south end, and the administrative offices will be on the north end. So if you can imagine that, and it's going to be, so we're working the south end first, got those walls going up. We're going to be trying to put in more concrete. Hopefully, by the middle of January, all the concrete will be down. Again, there's all of these temperatures have to be right to pour concrete and all of that. But if all of the things work together by the middle of January, we should have all of the concrete down, and that will keep the workers working every day.
I would imagine Sodalco knows, you know, what December's like in Texas, and that's not going to be a prime time to try to be making up days, but there'll be some days, you know, when you get into the spring and that sort of thing, where you know, they can really begin to make some major moves on that 17-day deficit. I'm sure.
Yes, I don't see how people up north ever get anything done in the winter, because there are certain temperatures that you can pour concrete and all of those things. But here in Texas, our weather's so unpredictable that in the middle of January we may have our air conditioners on, but on the other hand, we could have some very, very cold weather, and they won't be able to pour concrete at that time. But they're trying to keep everyone busy by working around the project, but the workers haven't missed a complete day in some time. In spite of the rain, you'll see workers out there trying to get everything done they can. We're making progress, and we're still shooting toward October to move prisoners into it.
Are they used to working with people that have weekly updates like we have? Is that unusual for Hopkins County, or is that a standard thing that they do? Or?
Actually, that's not standard. We have seen some of the challenges that some other projects have had with other groups. So when we went into this, we said we want weekly meetings. And they said, well, that's more often than most people do. And we said, well, we want to be sure that everything's going right. Actually, I have a meeting posted every week. The entire commissioner's court often comes in and gets the updates and asks questions and makes sure that we're staying with them and we know what's going on, because this is something that we don't have a consulting agency. We have the architect, we have the builder, and we have the court, and we're right on top of it to make sure that they don't miss anything. Not that we know anything about construction necessarily, but we ask a lot of questions. Yeah. I think those questions need to be asked, and that allows us to be able to report to the public when things are going well.
KSST News.